Mishnah Vov. On a regular day, at least in the times of the Mishnah, a person would customarily eat two bread meals a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. That was the general practice, at least during the times of the Mishnah. And because of that, Rabbi Eliezer says, Arbasri Suda is chayv adam lechol basuka. A man is obligated to eat 14 meals in the sukkah throughout the entire duration of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And that is the same as achas b'yom achas b'layla. One on each day of Sukkos and one on each night of Sukkos. There's a requirement of teishvuk ein toduru. The one needs to live in the sukkah in the same way as he would live during the rest of the year in his house. And so since on an average day, one would eat two meals in the day, so he needs to be particular to do so on Sukkos as well. However, the chachomim say, ein adavar kitzvah. There's no fixed amount for this thing. It's true that on a regular day one eats two meals. But on a regular day one decides whether he wants to eat two meals or not. If he doesn't feel in the mood of eating two meals that day, so he won't. So the best way of showing that you're living in the sukkah in the same way as you're living during the rest of the year in your house is that if you don't feel in the mood to eat another meal, you won't eat it, just like you wouldn't have done so in your house. However, the Chachamim do agree that there's one night that there is an obligation with a raisa to eat a bread meal, and that is chutz milele yom tov rishon shel echad bilvod. Except for the first night of sukkahs, only that, because it is learnt from a gezeirah shava. Gezeirah shava is when you have two different psukim at different places in the Torah, where there is a common word, or at least a common word root, in both of the psukim, and because of that, certain laws are applied from one pasuk to the other pasuk. Now, when the Torah talks of the obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, it says the words chamisha asar, which means the 15th, referring to the 15th of Nisan. And when the Torah refers to the obligation of living in the sukkah, saying that the Yom Tov of Sukkos begins on the 15th of Tishri, so it also uses that phrase chamisha asar. And so Gzer Shove has learnt that just like on the 15th of Nisan, on the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation mid Eiraisa to eat the size of an olive, a kazayis of matzah. So too on Sukkos, the first night, there is an obligation, mid-oraisa, to eat a kazayis of bread. In this case, of course, you don't have to eat matzah. The point is you have to have a bread meal, eating at least a kazayis the size of an olive of the bread. Alright, continues the Mishnah of Odom Abeliezer. Abeliezer furthermore said, and the Gemara explains very interestingly, that after Abeliezer argued with the Chachomim in the first half of the Mishnah, he later on changed his mind and agreed with the Chachomim that there is no obligation of eating bread or having meals in the sukkah throughout the rest of sukkah. So if he wanted to, he could just eat snacks for the entire Yom Tov. Just like the Chachomim held. However, even once he agreed with the Chachomim, he still argued on one point, and that is that according to the Chachomim, if one did not eat a kazayis of bread on the first night of Sukkos, so he missed out on the mitzvah. It's too late. The Gzeirah Shava is with the first night of Pesach. He has an obligation on the first night of Sukkos. If he didn't do so, then it's too late. He cannot fix that. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalei Ochal Leili Yom Tov Arishon, one who did not eat a kazayis of bread on the first night of Sukkos, Yashlim Leili Yom Tov Acharon, he can complete it, he can fix it, on the last night of Sukkos. And the last night of Sukkos is not, strictly speaking, considered part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The last night, the second set of Yom Tov on Sukkos, is actually Shmini Atzeres, which is considered to be a separate Yom Tov in its own right. However, in certain regards, it's considered to be a continuation of Sukkos. One doesn't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but for example, if the karbonis which need to be offered up on the first night of, on the first day of Sukkos, were not offered up, so they can fix that, they can offer those karbonis up until Shmini Atzeres, and including Shmini Atzeres. So we see that in some regards, it is considered to be sort of a continuation of Sukkos, and just like you would be able to bring the karbonis of the first Yom Tov of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres, so too if you did not fulfill the obligation of eating bread on the first night of Sukkos, you would be able to do so on the night of Shmini Atzeres. But the Chachom say, Ein adam v'tashlumin. There is no solution for the matter. It cannot be fixed, and al zeh ne'emar. About this it is said in the Pasuk, Me'uvos lo yochal liskein. Something which is bent and twisted cannot be fixed. It can never become exactly straight again, v'chesrein. And something which is missing, lo yochal le'emonos, cannot be counted. Which in short means it's too late to fix it.